is something that, in practice, interferes in the internal affairs of states' parties. We think that every state party has its own procedure related to the implementation of the provisions of Protocol 5 at the national level. There's already a practice that exists in connection with the implementation of Protocol 5 at the national level, and countries can independently decide in which way to take into account the questions of gender balance as we implement Protocol 5 in our own countries. Now, to impose any procedures or recommendations, or, like in this case, a decision, to impose such a decision on states' parties is something that I believe would not be right. Paragraph 34E. Just like in the case of 34D, we suggest the deletion of this paragraph because this initiative is also something that is new for our delegation. This initiative was not raised by any country during the previous meetings or during the intersessional period. And we do not really understand what will be the implications of the creation of a new post under Protocol 5. Because the document that is referred to here from 2007, during the first conference on Protocol 5, does not define any rules of procedure or any mandate related to a coordinator. It simply refers to the possibility of creating such a post. And we are absolutely unconvinced that, in light of the difficult financial situation of the conference, that this will not create any additional financial burden to states' parties, and that it will not be something that is counterproductive, that will have a negative impact on our work on the convention. We believe that this proposal also requires in-depth consideration by states with the participation of relevant experts representing the relevant offices of the UN Secretariat, including those that deal with financial issues. And at this stage, our delegation is not in a position to agree to this proposal and to this initiative. So, as I said earlier, we would suggest the deletion of paragraphs 34D and 34E. Delete them from this draft final report. Thank you.